My husband Timba disappeared on the evening of 15 December around 6 p.m.
Now, since then, you've had a chance to see some security footage that was taken that you believe was him being stopped and taken away. Can you briefly tell us what that footage showed?
The footage showed that he was stopped at the police post on Tada Road, which is the road on the way home to our house. His Jeep was stopped, and then he got out of the car and went into the police post. A few minutes later, a motorcycle drove and stopped at the police post. The motorcyclist got out of the motorcycle, went to the police post, and then very soon after that, the motorcyclist came out, drove away his Jeep. Then, not long after, a truck with flashing lights stopped off at the police post, and then later we saw two men escorting my husband into the truck. Now, the footages of showing the men escorting my husband into the truck is rather blur because we took the footages off the monitor of the original CCTV footages at the Vientiane Municipality Police Station, where we requested to view the CCTV footages.
So what exactly are the police doing about the case?
I have not heard any information from the police or from the Ministry of Public Security. I have written two letters, one to the head of the cabinet of the Ministry of Public Security. I have not heard. The letter was on the 17th of December. On the 18th of December, I followed up with another letter addressed to the Minister of Public Security, Mr. Thong Ban Seng Apon, appealing him and informing him of this case to inform me of their investigation. But to date, I have not heard anything from the police nor from any members of the Ministry of Public Security.
Was it the police that showed you the security footage?
Yes, we went to the municipality police station. We had reported Sumbat Sumpon missing, and because I had seen my husband last around that time, and I saw him, he was actually in the Jeep behind my car. So I asked to review the footages around that time.
If he is being held by the authorities, why do you believe that might be?
I have no idea. I am completely surprised, and I have no idea whatsoever the reasons why he should be held. He is an upright citizen. He has always worked closely on development issues, working directly on issues that are relevant on social issues. And all his work has been with the cooperation and also with the approval of various government authorities.
I understand he was involved in organising a parallel event on the sidelines of the recent Asia-Europe summit in Vientiane. Is there a chance that that might have annoyed the government?
The Asia-Europe People's Forum was hailed as successfully held, and his role was on the National Organising Committee on which the government is also a member of the committee. All the work has been worked through and in cooperation with the government every step of the way. I don't see how that very successful meeting could have annoyed the government. In fact, when at the closing speech, at the closing ceremony, the Deputy Foreign Minister was on the stage together with Sumbat. Both gave closing statements, and there were very, very cordial handshakes among all the people who were at the podium.
I understand that your husband recently stepped down from his position as director of the Participatory Development Training Centre, which he founded in 1996. What was the reason for him finishing up with the centre?
Well, he had wanted to retire for a long time, quite a long time, and he found that now at age 62, he wanted to hand over the daily responsibility of a director to other people in the organization, and he wanted to devote his time more on writing and on you know, just to take it easy. He has worked very hard for the last 30 years, and he just wanted to retire.
Now, this month, Laos has also seen the head of a major Swiss aid agency, Anne Sophie Gindroz, expelled from the country. Do you think that your husband's disappearance might be linked to a wider crackdown on NGO leaders?
I don't know. I don't know whether there's any link. Based on my communication with the relevant government authorities, when my husband was missing, I did call and say, is it because there was any link? I was informed that the expulsion of Anne-Sophie was entirely due to her letter written to the development partners at the roundtable meeting.
Now, I understand the United States Department of State has made an outreach on this issue to the Lao Ministry of Foreign Affairs. What sort of impact do you hope that international pressure might play in this?
In fact, not only the U.S. Department of State, many of the embassies working here, the diplomatic community, the UN Hate Crime agencies, and everybody has expressed the concern of the missing of Sumbat. They have met, as far as I understand, with the authorities several times. We hope that the government will consider this carefully and to release information about his whereabouts, and then to release him and ensure his safety.